country sister.
Dear brothers and sisters, respected faithful, dear parishioners, dear pilgrims, listeners of Radio Međugorje, I would like tonight with each one of you here to share the joy in this encounter, in this event, in this truth, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Peace, for 35 years is present at this very place. That she's been gathering us, she's been encouraging us to live in Jesus Christ, to live in His Gospel. And everything that has been happening here for the last 35 years, namely 35 years, is not accidental. It is not without any reason. All of the things that at this time have passed, have been done, have been said, all of that is in the project of God. It is in His will that in our time He may warn us, that He may redirect us to the right way, to the right path, that He may fill us with the experience of joy, the experience of peace. Exactly the time in which we are, and the events that each day surround us are witnesses of that. That it is not accidental, but that it has its own reason. It has its own why. Let us look at the people around ourselves, very often even ourselves. How much this time, this today, has been marked with anxiety. How much in human hearts and in this world there's uncertainty. How much there is hopelessness in human lives. How much today are those who, that are disappointed, those who their hearts and lives have been overwhelmed, those who just like those who lost life, who lost perspective, have lost vision of their lives. And that is why today, with the full reason, the question arises, even to ourselves, when we think about all of these events, this world today, does this world have future? This question, for numerous times in their messages, in their words, Our Lady has responded. So many times Our Lady has invited, directed its word, what she says, I invite you, dear children, to decide for God. Because being far away from God, distinction from God, is fruit of that restlessness in your hearts. Exactly this is a response to the time and to the events that we are partakers of. This is response to this extensive world that's speeding so fast. There's so much availability at all levels, and yet among people there's less and less joy, peace, happiness, satisfaction. More and more people lose meaning in the goal of their own life. That is the amount of man lives off, with his heart and with his body completely torn apart in this time and in his everyday life. And that is why Our Lady, with full reason, is warning us, encouraging us, inviting us. She wants to redirect us to God, return us to God, because this time, today, the experience of our life, it is the experience of life without God in many societies. As once, in this space when the apparitions begin, there was godless communism regime, the communism regime that was desired to prevent and to forbid this message, to forbid what was happening forces. They wanted to disable visionaries and regular common people and pilgrims who were coming here. They wanted to disable them. They wanted them to, they wanted to prevent them from going to Appreciate Hill, to the church, to Cross Mountain. Even at one day, they locked the church. They prevented any, they prevented all of the people to enter inside. They wanted to prevent all of this, to stop this. And in the other sense, this time, today, the time in which we live,
it's
another time, but it is even worse, this time of godless regime that exists today, and we are partakers of that regime. And that's why a lady is inviting us in this way to know and to decide and to determine for God in our lives. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure there's not a single human being who hasn't experienced in their own life how to be wounded when it comes to evil, when it comes to sin. Regardless of how strong we might be or how weak we are as persons, regardless of how happy childhood our was, or we were harmonious people, or perhaps we were wounded, and because of that now we are in some difficulties today. Yet, each one of us stands every single day in our own life before our own choice, good or evil, God and God's way of life, or the way of life that the world offers us. But this, what is far more important is first the true, genuine, of true life, that is to choose God in our lives, to choose God's way, regardless of how complicated or mysterious or dark that may seem. How many times already, as I've been taking that path, I fell? Exactly. That is the message of today's gospel. The gospel that says, no, it's not that everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of God, but the one who fulfills the will of my Father. Already St. Paul invoked the first Christians and pleaded them to work, to be active, to fulfill Christ's words in their own life. Jesus in the Holy Gospel speaks about many, many who were speaking in his behalf and his name, and he said, I do not know them. It is not so important, brothers and sisters, if we have built our own life before on our wrong, on the wrong foundations and the sand of this world. That same world is going to take care that that house may be destroyed for us. Blessed are those who do not remain weeping over that, but look, but that he looks for the firm rock already today. We always have only today, only now. For we know that we cannot change yesterday, but we know that we can learn from what happened yesterday. We cannot control tomorrow, but we can pray for tomorrow. And always what remains in us is today. And today we need again to start and to continue building something exactly in God. Blessed Mother Teresa, in one of her poems, she has this sentence where she says, the best day is the day. And exactly Jesus, with his way of life, is showing us what does it mean to choose to love? What does it mean to be in God and to accept? Jesus says, I gave you an example that you may do what I did to you. He shows us with the example of his own life, in fidelity to the death, when he says that there's no greater love than when we give our life for our friends. And therefore we, brothers and sisters, the Christians of this world, the values of the Christian, of Christians, our guideline in this world, in this time, especially now, especially today, that we may have boldness, courage to be different. We, in the way we shape our lives, we do not follow just the individual will, will of individuals or of majority the success of certain poll of Christian year, we should always be oriented only on Jesus Christ. And with Jesus Christ, not just in the words of the Holy Scripture, but in the communion of the Holy Church that gathers around him. The exactly church today is a visible sign of Christ in this world. In our lives, what it takes is to be visible what Jesus said, what Jesus warned when he invited his disciples, and he invites us today when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the fundament of our life. He is that firm ground on which we built our life. He is the rock that prevents us and protects us personally from going down. It is the rock that gives us foundation in the most difficult times of storms. We can really say, he who believes does not fall down. Exactly that strength of his word, of his personality, is an example, is an invitation to us today and to our time, the time in which we've been invited to know our own life, how to build our own life and how to lean our own life on the firm rock that is Jesus. Firm rock that, as the Apostle Paul says, what is that can depart us from the love of Christ? Who will separate us from his love? Is it going to be trouble, anxiety, death, or sword? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ if we build our own life on the fundament of Jesus Christ, of his personality and of his word. And that is what is central. That is what is the fundament of these 35 years. That is what Our Lady speaks about and insists. She wants to direct us, she wants to say to us in this unstable way of life what is necessary to us. And she, on numerous times, has warned us about what we are. That is how on the 25th of February this year, in one of her messages, she said this: "In dear children, in this grace-filled time, I am inviting you all to conversion. Little children, you love little and you pray even less. You are lost and you don't know what your goal is. Take the cross, look at Jesus and follow him. He gives himself to you to the death of the cross because he loves you. Dear brothers and sisters, this place here, where we are, is a place of special selection of God. The place where thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, even millions of pilgrims, who in this 35 years have passed this way, this place, in the encounter either on Apparition Hill or by praying the way of the cross on Cross Mountain, or here, by being together, by repenting for their own sins, by seeking for forgiveness. Many people have found themselves, many people have met with their own soul, with their neighbors, with God. And exactly this place and such places of gatherings permanently remind us of God's love and of God's mercy and compassion towards us. These places are the source of spiritual beauty, peace, and recollection. These places are places of faith, conversion, awareness, and our own identity. These places are place of a true thanksgiving, the places of our faithful gathered from all over the world. These places are places that give new men who will be responsible, just men of justice, men of solidarity here, along with Mother, with our teacher, heaven and earth, are being put together, sinfulness and holiness, God and men. individual and community. Here, at this place, men of pure heart is born, men of sincere soul, and renewed awareness. Joy and experience of forgiveness make us capable to forgive and to seek for forgiveness and to reconcile. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, the center of this place and of these events is invitation to peace. It is an invitation that has been given to each one of us and to every single heart. Genuine peace is something that man can only experience and encounter in crucified Lord. In Him we have our peace. That is the greatest gift that we have, that we possess. It is Easter gift of Christ and the Church. It is the gift in which today our communion is achieved, our unity. It is gift in which we are responsible to live in our time and to witness the gift of peace given to us through Jesus Christ. That is where Mary, Queen of Peace, desires in this time that is ahead of us to lead us, to continue leading us. She desires, just as she said in the very beginning, to lead us to her Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today, while we are gathered, while we pray, let us direct our gazes and our hands to Mary. Let us knock at her doors, at the doors of her home here in Medjugorje. Let us pray to her that she may encourage us in our difficulties, in our fears, in our hope, and in our solidarity. Let us pray to her with the fullness of our heart, of our hearts as faithful, Queen of Peace, our Mother, our Master. Faith, be with us in this demanding time of our lives. Make us put together faith and life, so we all, your pilgrims after this earthly life, may come to the same heavenly glory. For you, as you said in the message, lead, wish to lead all of the people. Amen.